Welcome to another episode of the Care of Carl podcast. My name is Mikael Wallin, and as Care of Carl's style advisor, I am incredibly excited to also be your host here at the podcast. We all love a wardrobe filled with clothes we enjoy wearing that are easy to use in many ways and that last for a long time. These factors benefit us and our world in so many ways, which is why the topic of this podcast episode is wardrobe basics based on usability and sustainability. When we build our wardrobe, we want to fill it with clothes that we can get as much use of as possible. Garments that work for a great number of situations and occasions that can be combined in a great variety of ways. Most of all, we want these clothes to look fabulous when we wear them, making us feel our best. There are a number of ways to achieve all these things, and we're going to address some key factors to success on this matter today. So first of all, the usability aspect, which is the amount of use you will actually get out of the clothes you buy and wear. This all starts with an intentional way of buying the clothes and garments that will build up to become your wardrobe. We often talk about a staple wardrobe, which is a sort of solid foundation for any highly usable wardrobe. So these staple garments are each in themselves fairly neutral and discreet regarding colors and patterns. The exact types of garments that you personally will benefit from adding to your wardrobe of the ones mentioned further on will vary a little bit depending on which kind of style you need or prefer. Some of you guys are more casual and some are more formal, but you'll figure out which types of garments you like to wear yourself. So no matter what your own specific preferences are, the basic garments that will be useful for you are still fairly similar. It's about outerwear, shoes, blazers, suits, jeans, chinos, sweaters, shirts, and some accessories, which can, if chosen with knowledge, become these fundamental wardrobe basics. The basic garments can all be worn with each other as well. And even using only these clothes for starters would make you able to form numerous very stylish combinations. We're going to present some of these basics a bit more in detail further on to help you start building your own staple wardrobe from these basics. Starting with jeans. Most people wear jeans in one way or another. Depending on how much and how often, the number of colors and variations may differ among your wardrobe basics, but one pair of mid-blue jeans will be very useful in most wardrobes. One with discreet details and no loud embroidery on your pockets will just be very versatile. A pair of dark unwashed jeans will also give a more well-dressed and formal, but also a clean and minimal impression, and these will complete the first pair pretty well. Chinos are our next basic garment. And so chinos are cotton twill trousers, and very useful basic colors are shades of gray, beige, brown, and olive green, for instance. Some people are very fond of navy, and it's very usable, but sometimes it might clash color-wise with navy blazers and sweaters, though. But if you really prefer navy chinos, they can also become a really good complement in your staple wardrobe. It's about a matter of personal taste as well. So two pairs of chinos, one gray and one beige, would be a good recommended number of garments to start with. Regarding shirts, if you wear a semi-formal business casual style, some Oxford shirts will be very useful for you to own. Start off with one plain white, one pale blue one, and if you use shirts often, a striped or checkered shirt in white and blue colors is also a good option for you. Denim shirts in lightly washed shades of blue are also very good to wear with chinos and jeans, if you like that look. At least one denim shirt will give you lots of use as a staple basic garment. If you wear more formal attire, a couple of white and pale blue dress shirts are also needed in your basic wardrobe, and they will create a lot of use. And our next type of garment that we'll mention is blazers. Most men will need a blazer sooner or later, and if you're buying your first blazer, a navy colored garment made of a light woolen fabric with two or three buttons will be the most useful version we can think of recommending. This garment can be worn with your chinos, your blue jeans, and over all the earlier mentioned shirts as well. There is a quite common misconception that a black blazer is all a man needs, and that black works with all other colors. This is not really the case, and black creates a quite stark contrast to all other colors, and works best with gray and black trousers and black shoes, so it's actually a fairly limiting color compared to navy. So next type of wardrobe basic is sweaters. Finely knitted sweaters are another classic wardrobe basic, and colors like navy, brown, gray, and olive green are really good basic colors. Whether you want to get V-necks or round crew necks is much a matter of personal taste. V-necks tend to show a bit more of your unbuttoned shirt collar if you like to wear your shirt that way. And it also shows if you're wearing a tie underneath, though. A good starting point regarding colors is one navy sweater and one gray. Builds a very good foundation regarding your sweater wardrobe. Next garment is overshirts. So, if you're not a blazer guy, but still like to wear something over your casual shirt or t-shirt to give you a well put together look, an overshirt may be a very good garment for you. Color-wise, again, navy, olive green, brown, and gray are really good overshirt colors. This is a very casual garment, it'll work very well on your spare time, or if you work in an office or a place with a less formal dress code. Regarding shoes, with one pair of brown dress shoes like Oxfords or Derbys, and another pair of brown shoes like Chukka boots or Chelsea boots, you're very well equipped to create many combinations. Summertime loafers and deck shoes are also good options. One pair of clean designed white sneakers belong in every man's wardrobe as well. Black shoes instantly become very formal. Just like with blazers, there's also a common misconception that black shoes are always right, which is true if you mostly wear black or gray trousers or suits in very formal situations. Otherwise, black dress shoes are the most formal shoes you can wear, which is often the case why many men prefer sneakers, because they try black dress shoes and they feel way too dressed up. But we say, like, opt for brown shoes. It gives a more casual feeling, and they're easier to combine with other garments in everyday situations. So, regarding suits, like a blazer, most men will also need a suit sooner or later. If you buy your first suit, a navy or a mid-gray one will be very useful for you. These will work for most formal occasions, as events or business meetings. And regarding black suits, the same goes for, like with black shoes and black blazers. Consider gray or navy as more recommended color options. Outerwear. If you have a somewhat more dressed up style, a navy coat in wool or cotton will be very useful for you. In the warmer season, car coats and trench coats are very useful. A more casual yet well-dressed option is a field jacket in navy or green. For the warmer season, Harrington jackets in navy brown or olive green are also very useful. Beige outerwear is nice and summery, and it works great with jeans and blue trousers, but it tends to clash with many lighter colors of chinos, which is why we recommend slightly darker garments for starters, like navy or olive green or brown. So, how's a staple wardrobe of basics more sustainable then? Well, the main way this is a sustainable approach to build a wardrobe is that you will get tremendous use from very few garments. And as they will be used frequently, our advice is to aim for quality over quantity as well, and pay a little bit more for a bit fewer pieces. With this approach, your garments will last longer, you will not need to replace them as often, as they do not break as easily if made from good quality fabrics. Most of all, you will most likely enjoy wearing the garments you truly like a lot, and this will show in everything you do when you wear these garments. So if you feel like these words resonate with you, apply our advice and when you're building your wardrobe. If you would like some assistance in putting together your own wardrobe basics, you can book a free of charge style advice appointment using our service, Carl Supply. So, with these words, we wrap up this episode of the Care of Carl podcast. I, Mikael Wallin, would once again like to thank you all on the behalf of Care of Carl for hanging out with us. Stay tuned for new episodes, and until next time, stay safe and stylish.